starting Hilchos Mila, Simin Reish Samech, Yerodeh, Chelek Gimel. So, the Pasuk tells us, Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Abraham, it's a bunch of psukim. The Pasuk that's brought down as the Mitzvah Saseh, or one of the psukim brought down as the Mitzvah Saseh, Himol Lachem Kol Zachah, to give a bris mila to all males. In Parshas Tazria, in Sefer Vayikra, we again have the Pasuk Uvayom Hashmini, on the eighth day, Yimol Basar Orlaso, you should do bris mila to the Orla. Interestingly enough, it never says in the Torah on what organ to do bris mila. And the Torah talks about, we talk about cutting the orla. If you go through Nach, you'll find an orla salev, an orla sa'ozer. There's many different orlas. And it's only the Torah Shabbat Peh that darshens out. Now, it could be a mitzvah for men. We have lots of mitzvahs that are for men, not for women, and have nothing to do with the male reproductive organ. So that is Torah Shabbat Peh. Something important to keep in mind in talking to people who might chas v'shalom question the Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat cannot be learned without Torah Shabbat Peh. Now the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Bris Mila is an os kavua, a set sign in the body of a man to just like we are separated from the Goyim spiritually. We are now, after Bris Mila, separated from the Goyim physically. And he writes that it's on the Makom Mila is the place that leads to bringing about more Jews in the world. It's obviously, the connection is definitely a lot stronger, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And then the Chinuch brings down a very beautiful and powerful point, which really comes from the Medrash, because Turnus Rufus HaRasha asked Rabbi Akiva, if God wanted you to be circumcised, he should have made you that way. What right do you have to take God's creation and alter it? To which Rabbi Akiva responded, and this is what the Chinuch brings down at the end of his explanation of the mitzvah, that just like we are responsible to physically complete ourselves, that reminds us that our job in this world is to spiritually complete ourselves and work on our midos and work on our relationship with Hashem. We're not created perfect. We're created with perfect potential, but physically we have to complete ourselves. And that reminds us that we're here for a certain purpose, to be working on ourselves spiritually. Now, the tour, when he discusses this, in Simon Reish Samech, it's unbelievable. You have to hear the Torah. He starts off that there's a mitzvah saseh to give your son a bris. Then he says, this is the number one mitzvah saseh in the world. Gedol lehi misham mitzvah saseh. Number one. Why? Sheyesh b'tzad kares. We only have kares, but kares is something reserved for lo saseh, for negative commandments, for prohibitions. We don't have mitzvah saseh to have kares. There's two exceptions. Bris Mila and Korban Pesach. So here he says Bris Mila is number one. Why is Bris Mila number one? What happened to Korban Pesach? So the Bach answers very simply that we don't have Korban Pesach nowadays. If we don't have Korban Pesach nowadays, the only mitzvah there nowadays, that's kares. The only mitzvah saseh is Mila. So Mamela, it jumps to the top of the list. The Beis Yosef gives a different answer. And he says, no, there's Bris Mila has more things attached to it than Korban Pesach. And he says, which is another thing coming up now in the tour, that there were 13 covenants that were set on Bris Mila. The word Bris comes up 13 times in the Pesukim over there. And that's what the tour goes on to say. They began Nichrusu Aleh Shlosh Esrei Brisos B'Parashas Mila. And the Parashas Mila says the word Bris 13 times. There are 13 covenants that are signed on this Bris Mila. Avram Avinu was not called complete until he did Bris Mila. In the Schus, the merit of Bris Mila, we get the land of Israel. That's why the Birkas Haaretz, the second bracha in benching, is Bris and Torah. The mitzvah, the Bris and Torah is what gives us our Schus in Eretz Israel. continues, it saves one from Gehenna. Avram Avinu sits at the entrance of Gehenna, and anyone who has a bris milah, do not enter. He saves him. So the Torah goes on and on, discussing the importance of bris milah, and he flips it. So what's wrong with not having a bris milah? Now, he goes on and on, and the Baal over here finds it like kind of strange, where it's not like the Torah to do that. He's basically a halachic work. So, not basically, he is a halachic work. So why is he giving us all of the, this pep talk on bris milah? So he says something very fast. This is a Bach and Simon Reish Samech on the tour. And you're in it. So he says, what's with the pep talk? So he says, must be that people relax in the mitzvah of milah. And therefore, the tour feels the necessity to give us a pep talk. But then he says that, this is the Bach speaking, the Torah didn't live that long ago, says the Bach, and he did live that long ago compared to us who live in 2022. But the Bach lived a good few hundred years ago, and he says that the Torah did not live that much before he did. And he says if there was a laxity in Bris Milah, then it's something that we would have heard of. Because it wasn't that long ago. And we never heard that people were lax and not doing Bris Milah. If that's the case, so then why is the Torah giving the pep talk? If people are lax and not doing Bris Milah, the pep talk makes sense. But people, we didn't hear that people are lax. And we would have heard of that, because it wasn't that long ago, says the Bach, about the time period of the Torah. And therefore, we have to come up with another reason. Why does the Torah feel it's necessary to give us the pep talk? And then he goes on to say that Iker ha-mitzvah li-osolav os bris kodesh mi-osio shmo ha-kodosh yisbarach. So basically he goes on to say that the Iker of the bris milah is not the act of circumcising the baby when he's 8 days old. The Iker is what a male, Jewish male, does with his bris milah for the rest of his life. Is he controlling himself? Is he addicted to his computer? Is he addicted to his phone? Is he involved in extracurricular activities? God forbid, is he involved in all the tumah that one could use his bris milah incorrectly for? That's why he says we need the pep talk. We don't need the pep talk because they're not doing the mitzvah of bris milah when the baby's 8 days old. That's the easy part. The harder part is to make sure that you are controlling that organ and that organ is not controlling you. And he says that was a rampant problem back in the day. And if it was a rampant problem back in the day, it is most certainly a terribly rampant problem nowadays as well. Meaning, why does he keep talking about the importance of the mitzvah of milah? He's a halachic word. Just tell me mitzvah to do bris milah. You don't need to tell me it's the most important mitzvah. And there are 13 brisos. And Avram Avinu. What are you talking about Avram Avinu? You're a halachic word. You're not supposed to talk about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wasn't called complete until he got it. And Avram Avinu stands at the gates of Gehenna and doesn't let a person go in. And concludes the Bach that what the Torah is communicating to us is not the super importance of the actual bris. He's also communicating that. But that we don't need, because that the Jews are very strict about. What we need to know is how the Jewish males have to act with the bris for the rest of their lives, and that's something that has been problematic throughout the ages and is certainly most problematic in our generation. Okay, so that is the pep talk of the Torah. That is the Bach's explanation and understanding of why the Torah gives us this drasha. Let's finish off the Torah a little bit. He says to not have a bris milah is something that is ma'us, it's something that's disgusting. And then he basically talks about someone who Moshe Rabbeinu did not give his son a bris milah when he was going from Midian back to Mitzrayim, and he was right away threatened with the Malach was going to kill him. That was intolerable. And therefore, very good. Today's daf, or the Yugim of Brisos, also the 13 covenants, is also in the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Beis in the Darim, which is Lamed Aleph in the Darim, Lamed Aleph in the Beis. Yes, this is the Daf Yomi. And then he goes on to emphasize all the other mitzvahs are external to the body. Tzitzis, tefillin, they're not part of the body. This is a mitzvah that's mamish part of the body and cannot be gotten rid of. And this is the sign that Hashem has chosen us and we are the chosen nation. And therefore, our job is to serve Hashem and to praise Him. That is the Torah. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Reish Sabach Abo Sivecha. Mitzis Asei La'av Lamul Es Beno. There's a mitzis Asei to circumcise the son. Ugdola Mitzizu Mishar Mitzis Asei. And this mitzis is greater than the other mitzis Asei. The Shach, right? The Shach, by me, is on both sides of the page. Shach, Sivkat, and Aleph, the Fishesh, but Tzakaris. There's Tzakaris. Kishe Yad Divol Yimo Kidirisim Shachaza. Okay, so we're going to see in Sivin Reish Samach Aleph, which we're going to save for tomorrow. If a father does not circumcise his son on the eighth day, the father is not Chayiv Karis. If the father never circumcises his son, he's also not Chayiv Karis. Although that's it's a discussion. We paskin that the karis is only once the child grows up and is an adult and does not have a bris milah and he dies without bris milah, then he's chayav karis. To which they asked, was already dead. So if he dies without bris, he's chayav karis. Karis seems to be a punishment olam hazeh. How can he have such a punishment? Okay, that will save for tomorrow in Siman Reish Samech Aleph. Okay, the Bira Gra here brings down the Mishnah and the Dharam Daf Lam and Aleph on the Bays, the Gemara and the Dharam and Daf Lam and Bays on the Aleph. Okay, so that is Siman, that's a very short Siman, that's Siman Reish Samech.